well to the other issue of the day. If you were reading the front page of the Sunday Independent today, Daniel McConnell's story on the so-called Reform Alliance, a group of former Fine Gael TDs who left over the Protection of Life During Pregnancy Bill, are now going ahead with a conference in the RDS later in the year. And with all the appearances of perhaps an Ardesh, Billy Timmins, the Independent TD for Wicklow East Carlow, joins us on the line. Billy Timmins, if this isn't an Ardesh, what is it?
Well, it's a one-day conference, actually. When we formed as a group some months ago, we stated that we were going to be a platform for fresh thinking, for new ideas, to operate in a positive manner, and to look at appropriate policy areas that were relevant to the Irish people. And so on the day, we're going to have three modules. Firstly, one on political reform, secondly on health, and thirdly on the economy. It's a one-day conference. It's opened up to everybody. We have a dedicated website. If people Google reformalliance.ie, they'll be able to access the actual website. People can register online, and people can put forward proposals that they have an interest in or that they believe are relevant in any of those areas.
Okay, why those particular areas? I mean, are they areas of cabinet portfolios that you're particularly unhappy with, health and reform?
Well, I suppose in the first instance, they're very important. The economy, obviously, is the most important area. We believe that in order for Parliament and the Oireachtas to operate on these issues of policy, that you have to have political reform in the first instance.
I know, but if you were happy with the way the government was doing it, you could just support what they're doing. So what is it about the government's stance that you're unhappy with in the areas of reform, health, and economy?
Very briefly, in the area of political reform, we had a referendum on the Shannon. There has never been a debate on the result of that referendum to date. With respect to the issue of health, the health service plan was published in the days leading up to the Christmas break. There was no debate on it. With respect to the economy, we have exited the bailout now. The decision to exit the bailout was taken by a very small group of people. There was a couple of minutes put aside in the Dáil to make the announcement. A few days later, a very small debate, but no teasing out of the broader issues, the implications, the choices that we had or may not have had. And there's also a view out there, I suppose, amongst Irish people that we've exited the bailout, that it's going to be all roses and sweetness and light. It's not. We are still actually spending more than we're taking into it.
I'm sure people are acutely aware of this, but what you seem to be doing, Billy Timmins, is positioning yourself in a different way to your former party colleagues, finding, a new space for yourselves. Again, I put it to you, this seems to be the formation of a political party.
Now, I can understand how people might think that, but that certainly, in my case, is not the situation. To me, it is what it is. It's a one-day conference. We're a loose alliance of people operating under a Reform Alliance agenda with a view to coming forward with and bringing forward progressive, positive policies that will actually help this country, that hopefully the government will take some on board. We're looking at debating areas that we feel the debate has been shut down under this country.
Right, but if you wanted the government to take your proposals on board, surely reapplying for admission to Fine Gael would be the way forward. You could communicate directly with ministers, you could contribute to PLP meetings and use the internal channels.
Well, look, unfortunately, decisions were taken at the parliamentary party and by government that we had actually no input in when we were in Fine Gael. The Taoiseach quite clearly stated that we would not be welcomed back, that we wouldn't stand for Fine Gael in the next general election. Certainly, in my case, it's my intention to stand. I don't know under what banner that will be. But in the meantime, I'm not going to be content to sit in my hands and operate like a good, silent, compliant individual. I'm going to actually go forward, pushing forward ideas that I believe will benefit people, listen to people and represent the people that actually elected me.
Okay, though, but at the very least, Billy Timmins, this seems to be a group of people who are trying to present a cohesive, united policy front who will ultimately contest against Fine Gael candidates in the upcoming general election. I mean, if you're not de facto a party, it's as good as being a party.
The first half of your assertion is quite true. It is a group of people that are trying to put forward positive, progressive proposals to assist in actually moving this country forward, to assist in moving the political system forward, to assist in reforming our health, and to ensure that the many aspects of our economy that feel under threat at the moment actually are listened to and have a voice to represent. With respect to the second half, certainly that's not on the agenda at the moment.
Okay, Billy Timmins, Independent TD for Wicklow, East Carlow, and not a member of a political party, Alternative to Fine Gael, just joining us on the line there.
Now, at the time, coming up to 2 o'clock, the latest news headlines. The Minister for Arts, Heritage and the Gaeltacht, Jimmy Deanahan, has said that he'd be meeting the Board of Limerick City of Culture, the City Council and the arts community next week to try to ensure that a dynamic and substantial programme is delivered. His comments come in the wake of the resignation of Artistic Director Carl Wallace earlier this week and the controversy surrounding the appointment of the Chief Executive Officer Patricia Ryan. On this programme, Mr Deanahan said he would raise the issue of Mr Wallace's resignation. He said it was important that all sides work together to get the project back on track as soon as possible. And Met Éireann has raised the status of a wind warning this afternoon. The storm is expected to bring with it the strong likelihood of flooding. Irish Ferries has cancelled all its swift sailings on the Irish Sea today and tomorrow.
On the production team this week were John Burke, Lizzie Nolan, and on sound Ciarán Cullen. We're back at the same time next week. But for now, good afternoon. Good luck.